Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm broadcasting live from our nation's capital, from the U.S. Chamber Small Business Summit. And I'm introducing you to, so far, today, three previous, now the fourth, and two more after this, of small business owners, real-life small business owners, just like you, who are members of the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Council. And Billy Blair, Dr. Billy Blair, is our next guest, and she's the president and CEO of Change Strategies. And she's a psychologist, and it's what she does for a living. And we'll get her to tell us a bit about that. Billy, Dr. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. So pleased to be with you, and so pleased to have you at the Small Business Council conference.
Thank you very much.
As you know, I'm an organizational psychologist, and Change Strategist.
What does that mean, organizational psychologist?
It's a group of folks like me that work with organizations on a variety of issues. In our instance, that happens to be strategy building.
And, so a regular psychologist would work with me by myself.
Yes.
An organizational psychologist would help the team do better.
Exactly. That's why I hastened to add that I was an organizational psychologist.
Right.
And as you know, those folks work with organizations to set paths that make them stronger in the future. My organization happens to work with Fortune 500, 1000. We ourselves are a small business, but we work with very big businesses and understand the challenges in both arenas.
How many employees do you have?
We have 45. And we have offices, and we have project offices running around the country because we work around the country, nationwide and globally. But we have offices per se in Los Angeles and Austin, Texas.
Right. You've got 45 employees. Is it possible that you could grow larger than that?
We prefer not to. Because we can form teams, as you know, going into large companies, you need teams that take up the challenges of the work and look at the issues. So we can form teams very well with that number of people and position them across the world, actually, because our clients are doing business globally, and that means that we do as well. So that number just has worked very well. We've been in business 15 years. We grew almost immediately to that size because in a former life, I was a university professor and a university dean. So we formed the business, formed the group that would later become the business from those associations.
Well, now, I know that some governmental policies start at 50 employees. Any connection between those things? Like, for example, the new healthcare bill is going to affect employers with more than 50 or more employees. Does that ever enter into your mind?
Absolutely not, but I have recognized that that's certainly the case and thought, phew.
So you just basically, your business model is perfectly designed to help you avoid some of those things, isn't it?
So far, yes.
Congratulations.
I suspect that will not be the case in the future.
Congratulations. I wish that were the case for a lot of small business owners because they're thinking about that. Speaking of those things, what is on your mind right these days that's concerning you about the future of your business?
We are concerned with the things, of course, because of the nature of our business and because we work with large organizations, we're concerned with the things that concern them. And then, of course, serving on the Small Business Council Board, we also are very concerned with small businesses, and it's been a delight to work with small businesses in that capacity. But the concerns basically are the ones that shoot through the economy generally, the uncertainty of the current economy. As you very well know, Jim, small businesses are the backbone of the U.S.
Yep.
economy. And when small business people don't really know, when there's an uncertain future, when they don't really know what's going to come up for them, they can't position themselves well. They can't take those postures that they should
be taking. Are you surprised that 2 years after the official technical end of the Great Recession, that we still have so much uncertainty in the economy?
I'm not at all surprised, because it was, just as you stated, a technical end. We haven't seen that kind of overturning of the current conditions, certainly not a dramatic one, and not the kind of changes that the small business owner needs to see, because, as you know, small business people are entrepreneurs. That's that's the nature of that beast. And in order to be entrepreneurs, you need to be risk takers. And
right. In
order to be risk takers, you need to have an environment that supports that. And right now, it's just not that environment.
You think the current environment is not supporting the kind of conditions that make an entrepreneur want to do what he or she does?
Basically, overall, yes. I think the current environment does not support that.
How would you fix that, President Billy?
Well, as president of my company, I can figure out how to fix it. But I certainly there needs to be more advantages, more opportunities that are available for small businesses. And you mentioned the health care bill. That has been the seminal most blocker of enterprise that I can think of in current years. That plus a number of other things.
You think the health care bill has been one of the big things, one of the big ugly boogeymen, so to speak, that's been concerning small business owners?
Absolutely. Simply because, for one thing, it's caused turmoil in the expenditures of small businesses on their employees' health insurance cost. And that's been an ongoing unknown. But also it's affecting the entire economy. It's shooting through the entire economy. And no one knows exactly how it's going to end.
It's like a lid's been put on top of us, isn't it?
Exactly.
We can't seem to get it off of our backs.
Precisely. That's absolutely true.
And, very interesting. What are you excited about?
I'm excited about the potentials. The U.S. economy is a wonderful one, and if it's given its full rein, it goes like a marvelous operation.
What she just said is what makes America great. With all the problems, we're still optimistic about ourselves. Dr. Billy Blair, the President and CEO of Change Strategies. Give us a website quickly, Billy.
www.changestrategist.com.
ChangeStrategist.com. Thank you, Billy. I'll see you later today.
Thank you so much, Jim. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Quick break. 20 after. Right back with Joe Reynolds after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.